This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Labor Department reported Thursday that 3.8 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, bringing the total to more than 30 million. But as AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House, President Trump says he believes the economy will come roaring back.
Hours after the government reported some 30 million Americans filed for jobless benefits in just 6 weeks, the president's predicting a return to a strong pre-pandemic economy and beyond.
And I think we can actually surpass where we were.
The president says he's relying on his gut. Economists like Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick are looking at the numbers, like low consumer confidence. Even with some businesses reopening, it looks to be a slow comeback, with virus fears dominating.
Consumers are going to be quite cautious.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The European Central Bank on Thursday said it was stepping up its efforts to cushion the economy against a record downturn due to the coronavirus pandemic. The bank's president, Christine Lagarde, said the downturn was of a magnitude and speed that were unprecedented in peacetime.
Growth scenarios produced by ECB staff suggest that euro area GDP could fall by between 5% and 12% this year, followed by a recovery and normalization of growth in subsequent years.
The monetary authority for the 19 countries that use the euro currency lowered the interest rate on the cheap long-term loans it provides to banks. The idea is to support banks so they can keep lending to businesses, thereby helping the economy. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says his country is past the peak of its coronavirus outbreak and has promised to set out a lockdown exit strategy next week. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Holding his first news conference Thursday since recovering from COVID-19 and a day after his fiancée gave birth, Johnson urged Britons to stick with the restrictions designed to slow the spread.
And so I can confirm today that for the first time, we are past the peak of this disease. We're past the peak and we are on the downward slope. And we have so many reasons to be hopeful for the long term.
He said there would be a menu of options of how the lockdown could be relaxed, but didn't give further details on a time frame. Britain now has the second highest official COVID-19 death toll in Europe, with more than 26,000 deaths.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday lamented a lack of leadership by world powers and a divided international community in the fight against the coronavirus. In response to questions about global leadership, the Secretary General told a news conference the international community is divided when it was more important than ever to be united.
We see remarkable examples of leadership, but they are usually not associated with power. And where we see power, we sometimes do not see the necessary leadership. I hope this will be overcome sooner rather than later.
Guterres said he was particularly worried about insufficient help from the international community for developing countries, both in responding to the pandemic and addressing the economic and social impacts. He said an appeal for $2 billion to help the most vulnerable populations was only half funded. British World War II veteran Captain Tom Moore was celebrated on his 100th birthday Thursday with a military flyover, as AP's Karen Chamas reports. The Army veteran has raised millions of dollars to benefit Britain's National Health Service.
Moore's family used social media to seek donations to support healthcare workers as a way to thank the doctors and nurses who took care of him when he broke his hip. But as he walked, the public watched and just kept donating. To salute him on his 100th birthday, a Spitfire and a Hurricane, amongst other planes, flew over his home as he watched in his garden. More honours arrived as Captain Moore was appointed as the first honorary colonel of the Army Foundation College Harrogate. Prime Minister Boris Johnson had his own personal message for the centenarian and summed up what the whole nation was feeling.
Captain Tom, that is exactly what you are, a point of light in all our lives.
Karen Chamas, London.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.